Hi, this is Allison Stanfield with ArtBizCoach.com, and I've got this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. Jeannie Guerin Daly started an artist newsletter, but there were still so many people in her contact list, so many people in her life who hadn't subscribed. She knows a lot of them would be interested in receiving her updates, but she doesn't want to violate their trust or any spam laws. How can Jeannie encourage her friends and current contacts to subscribe to her newsletter? I am going to tell you about that in just a minute, but first I want to tell you that the ArtBizCoach.com Blastoff class, this is a month-long focus, it's actually just 18 days, so 3.5 week focus on your art career, about getting straight with what you really want. This Blastoff class starts in just a few weeks. I'd really like for you to join us. So to find out more, go to artbizcoach.com/classes. Now, back to Jeannie's dilemma. She has friends and acquaintances that she knows are waiting to receive her newsletter, hearing about what she's doing, but they're not acting on it. And she wants to know how she can get them to subscribe to her newsletter. First, let me just say that I applaud Jeannie's hesitation to add her friends to her regular newsletter list without their consent. If you have a prior relationship with someone, adding them to your newsletter list is probably not violating any laws, as long as the other canned spam laws are adhered to, but it might violate the trust between you and your friends. And in my opinion, this violation of trust between friends is worse than breaking the law. The results are ultimately more devastating. So consider creating a special email invitation for these people, your current contacts, to subscribe to your newsletter. This email would have the following components. There are 5 of them. The first one is a personal salutation. Your email would be addressed to a single person by name. Sometimes you can do this within bulk email, but you might have to make these single shot messages to each individual person. The second component is an invitation to subscribe to your newsletter. After the salutation, write a short 1 to 2 paragraphs, and those paragraphs should be short, to invite the recipient to read your latest issue and subscribe. This brief introduction should also include how often they can expect to hear from you if they agree to sign up. The third component is an easy way for the recipient to act. Within the invitation, that's the second component, include a link to the subscribe page or ask the recipients to reply with subscribe in the subject line of their message. They have to have a way to act, right? So the fourth component is a sample of your newsletter. Include your most recent newsletter at the bottom of your invitation. It's tempting to add just a link to your latest issue, but you want to keep your friends' attention on your message, so put everything in a single email. Finally, the fifth component to this email invitation to your friends is a closing call to action. If your friends scroll down your message to read your current issue, they might not scroll back up to subscribe. Include a second subscription link at the end of your sample newsletter. Final word, your friends are not open targets for bulk email messages. Ask them politely if they would like to be included in your list and make it easy for them to subscribe. Remember to send them a sample of what they'll be receiving. People don't subscribe to things if they don't know what it is, and tell them how often they can expect to hear from you. If they don't sign up the first time, email them again with this same format in about 3 to 4 months. There's a lot more on using email effectively and legally in my book, I'd Rather Be in the Studio, The Artist's No Excuse Guide to Self-Promotion. You can find out more about it at idratherbeinthestudio.com. That's it for this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. Again, I'm Allison Stanfield, and if you think you might enjoy reading this as much as listening to it, go on over to artbizcoach.com and subscribe to the Art Marketing Action newsletter, an email version of this podcast.